Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to talk to you about something which I can't remember why, but a number of you have been asking me about over the last few days, and that is, why is it that brothers and sisters, and indeed occasionally mothers and sons and fathers and daughters, can fall in love with each other and can fall profoundly in love with each other, in particular the case with brothers and sisters? So, this is known as genetic sexual attraction, and it's a very rare but very interesting phenomenon which only goes to illustrate the importance of genetic similarity in terms of sexual attraction to other people. There have been many cases reported of siblings who are separated when they are relatively young and are adopted, for example, and therefore they don't know that they are siblings, and they somehow manage to find each other and they fall in love with each other. And they don't just fall in love with each other, they fall, it's extraordinarily intense, passionate, profound love of a kind that is sort of incomprehensible to normal people. And even when they find out that they are brother and sister and they are breaking the incest taboo, the intensity of the feelings are so strong that there's just nothing they can do about it. Now, of course, it is in most countries, it is this kind of incest is, even if it's unintentional, it's a criminal offence. And the reason for it is that it's just a taboo that we have developed for evolutionary reasons. But the reason is that if you engage in this kind of sexual union, then the likelihood of the offspring inheriting harmful double doses of mutant genes is of course extremely high. So it's incest, it's inbreeding depression that's likely to occur to a very extreme degree. But nevertheless, it has been found again and again and again, and I've put some examples in the thumbnail, that this phenomenon occurs, that a brother and a sister, let's say, are put up for adoption, they don't meet when they're children, and they fall in love with each other when they meet in a very intense way. Now, why is this the case? Well, there are a number of suggestions. One, this was with regard to mother and son, was that, oh, that there's a normal desire for each other that turns into an erotic desire. Well, why would this be the case if you didn't know that you were related to each other? So with brothers and sisters, that don't know they're related to each other, why would this be the case? That intimacy merges with adult sexual intimacy when the mother meets the child that's been adopted. But again, that's not going to work with brothers and sisters, and because they don't know they're brothers and sisters. So the simplest explanation has got to be something that makes sense of mothers whose sons have been adopted meeting the sons and feeling intense feelings or whatever, but also makes sense of the brothers and sisters. And that, I suggest, is the third explanation, which is narcissistic mirroring, we might call it, or simply genetic sexual attraction, genetic similarity theory. And this is the idea that a component of why we are attracted to somebody else is because they are genetically relatively similar to us. We are attracted to people who are objectively good-looking because such people are expressing the fact that they have good genes, a low level of mutational load, and therefore any offspring we have with them are more likely to survive under harsh Darwinian conditions. But we are also attracted to people who are genetically similar to ourselves, because by being attracted to those people, we are engaging in assortative mating and we are optimising the extent to which we are passing on our genes. We are passing on more of our genes than we otherwise would if we have a child with somebody who is reasonably genetically similar to us, and therefore it makes sense for us to be evolved to be attracted to people that are reasonably genetically similar to ourselves. In addition to that, because the gene wants to be passed on. In addition to that, of course, if you are a cave strategist, that is to say, if you invest in nurture, if you strongly want to nurture your children and prepare them for a harsh yet stable ecology, which is what nurturing is supposed to do, then it is best if you are very, very strongly bonded with your children, and if you are very, very strongly bonded with your wife, and you are more likely to be very, very strongly bonded with both of them if you are relatively genetically similar to them. So in that sense, in terms of creating a stable and loving environment which prepares the child for the vicissitudes of life, it is better to be optimally genetically similar, and research from Iceland has found that the optimum seems to be one's third cousin or equivalent thereof, so slightly above the baseline level of relatedness of two random Icelandic people, and also just outside of family, as it were. Most people would say, oh yeah, I would understand, would know who most of their second cousins were and would conceive of them as family, but very few people would know who, or distant family, but very few people would know who their third cousins were. So this is where this comes from, that people will tend to sexually select for people that are genetically similar to themselves. And this is what is happening with these brothers and sisters. They are sexually selecting for people who are to an extreme, 50%. perhaps more than that, genetically similar to themselves. So why is that the case? Well, the answer is that they can be said they're basically an evolutionary mismatch. What's supposed to happen is that you're brought up alongside your brothers and sisters. And the evidence is that if you are brought up alongside your brothers and sisters when you're young, then you will be sexually repelled by them. And this is the fact that this occurs is some sort of development, presumably, to avoid incest. And the evidence for this was first presented by Edward Westermarck, who is a Finnish anthropologist. It's known as the Westermarck effect. And he found that what you essentially have is reverse sexual imprinting. That if you are brought up at a young age around people of the opposite sex, who of course, in general, are going to be your brothers and sisters, your mother, whatever, then you will not be sexually attracted to them. And that's fine, because remember, humans are a highly environmentally fluid species. We are low in instinct. We are low in things being built into us. And we farm out a lot of things which are built into other animals. We farm those things out into the world of culture, into the world of environmental effects. And this is, of course, and this allows us to be more flexible. This allows us to create niches in complex and difficult ecologies. This allows us to respond successfully to change and be highly adaptive. But the downside of it is if we are not placed in an evolutionary match, if we are placed in an evolutionary mismatch, and that's what this relatively recent phenomenon, really, of kids being adopted and whatever, it's placing us in an evolutionary mismatch, then the result is that things can go wrong. And one of those things that goes wrong is you have two children who are raised apart. The Westermarck effect doesn't happen. They happen to meet each other and then they fall passionately in love, with the result that if they have children, they're going to have a high probability of double doses of harmful mutations. But that's the Westermarck effect. And what Westermarck demonstrated was that in Israeli kibbutzes, for example, in general, when the people who are unrelated to each other, who are brought up in these kibbutzes, do not end up getting married. It's very, very rare that the two people of the opposite sex that are raised together as children in a kibbutz end up getting married, which is consistent with what the Westermarck effect would predict. Equally, there's a concept called xinpua marriage, which is that in China, which is that a girl at a very young age is betrothed to a boy and she is adopted into the boy's family and brought up with the boy. And it was found that those marriages tend to fail. Similarly, research in Lebanon on cousin marriage has found that when the cousins are brought up completely separately, then the marriages work fine. When the cousins are brought up in sibling-like conditions, the marriages tend not to work. So all of this is demonstrating the importance of the Westermarck effect. There is this environmental effect, which we have developed to stop this incest taboo from being broken. And if we are not brought up in an evolutionary match, then I'm afraid we end up in a situation where the taboo can be broken, because you have, due to genetic similarity, you have these very intense feelings between siblings. Now, the Wikipedia article on genetic sexual attraction says that it's pseudoscience, so this should only go to tell you that it's real science and it's absolutely correct and accurate. And their arguments for it being pseudoscience are apparently that it's offensive and that it's a way of justifying incest and that it hurts people's feelings. So, brilliant. So I think that only goes to show the veracity of this. So, yes, that's the Westermarck effect. I hope that was of interest. I will see you soon, and tally-ho.
Hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!